Zayin Sivov. Yoichel Miyad. After one makes a bracha, you should eat immediately. You shouldn't even be mafsik. Yoichel Mikdei Dibo. Should even be mafsik a few seconds without talking. V'lo yasiach v'in brocha l'achila. Himself took out of the brach. You shouldn't talk until after you swallowed the thing you made a bracha on. And if you did talk, you have to make a bracha again. The idea behind it is, and this sometimes people make a mistake, is they put the food in the mouth, and before they swallow it, they start talking. So they start talking too early. And Mishmaru says if he spoke after within his mouth his milk chewing before he swallowed it, then it's a tzorach iyun if he has to make a bracha again. Chayyodim has a tzad to say that even if he didn't actually swallow it, just some of the saliva that had some of that flavor and it went down, that's already enough. Yeah. On profile, you should be careful and make sure you swallow something beforehand. You don't have to swallow full kazakh before speaking. As long as you swallow something. So it's like a tree, that's better to eat the full kazakh before you talk. Yeah. And the Shulup asks that if you spoke even one word, you still have to say the bracha again. Yeah. So if you spoke that dvarim, now if you spoke that dvarim, mina dvarim shel bracha mo, if you spoke about something which is shaykh to this food that you're eating, bread, he told him to bring salt or something to dip it into. So that's going to start the path. Or tnu, the plain article, he says, is to give somebody else to eat, which is also something that is shaykh to the suda. Or to Michael the behema. Or if he said give food to the behema, the halacha is you have to feed the behema before you feed yourself. That's in respect to eating. Respect to drinking, you can drink before you behave. You're a behema. Yeah. So, if he's a decent king, so he's a vorech. If you could avoid any type of speech in between, do that. Make sure the salt is there in advance, and everything's taken care of in advance. But if not, as long as it was something with Sarah Hasud, it's alright. V'hod himself, v'hom b'teil himself, after the vorech, ha'in adat, v'sh esof, koizim, shokh la b'tzeya. Aval acha kakla, v'sicha, hefzik, v'sh adayin, v'och l'achem, v'subim. The Ramos and the tremendous kiddush over here. Someone's might see me. And he was not mafsik, even though I was mafsik, still, it's not a problem, because since the bracha took effect on him, it works for me also. Now, this is a very big kiddush, because the bracha has to work for me also. So, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says that definitely, lachatchila, one should avoid this, till he eats. And he says that, aside from everything else, God, all the achronim disagree with their Ramah. And they hold that, since I'm being yotze, I have to not speak between the bracha and the yaitu and my personal eating. Yeah. He remains with tzorach ish iyun medina. Yeah. So basically, one should very much be careful to avoid speaking, even if he's yaitu from somebody else. He has to be quiet till he eats. If he did talk after the one who made the bracha ate, before he ate, be there that it's a tzorach iyun, a tzorach bracha, and he does not make the bracha, but he's getting involved in a major, major machlokes achronim. He says that the logic of the Ramah is that everyone is already yaitzer with the chil of the botzea, and they have to eat from his prusa. They don't have to eat from his prusa, and the reason why they wait for him is she'aitzim l'chil of mitzvah. Which is a hard explanation. After everything's said and done, they still spoke before they ate.